Blog Talk Radio.
Right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I am your ecstatic hostess for tonight. I am Sandy Rogers. You know, I get so excited on these Tuesdays, and it's just getting more and more and more. So just bear with me. I guess we'll be into a whole nother stratosphere pretty soon. But I just have the absolute most wonderfully talented experts in their field, people that are passionate about the work that they do, that come to share with us every week. And to me, that is the most powerful gift to be able to give you, the audience. So thank you for being with us, and we're so happy that you decided to spend this day, this night with us. So before we get the show started, there's always a couple of things that we do to kind of exhale and get some of that energy, that rushing energy out of us. The first thing that we always do is give thanks to the ancestors, to all of our ancestors, because they're forever with us. And especially on Tuesday nights, as we have a tendency to kind of go outside the box with the discussions that we have, the topics that we bring up. And it's because it's time for us to get real about life and about living, so that, you know, we're not walking around in a fog any longer, and that we understand the reality. And that's what this show tonight is all about. So, ancestors, we thank you. We praise you, and we love you forever and ever and ever. Ashe, ashe. Them ancestors always make me take a breath, take a breather. They say, stop for a moment, child. So thank you, ancestors. The next thing that we do is I share with you from my daily inspirational posts that has been going out to the universe for a number of years now. And what I'm reading to you today is called Inside of Me, which is also a record that I wrote too. But this is the daily message, and it reads as such. The love of God Goddess lives inside of you. It's the substance that gives you life. You cannot purchase it, nor can you earn it. You will not find God Goddess's love anywhere other than on the inside of you. It is the free gift of breath. I feel more eager than ever to trust and accept I can do all things. You will never find this awesome love in someone else, even if they are your parent, child, ideal partner, or mate. It's not in any material possession, such as a house or the car that you drive. For the same reason, it does not even matter what you look like in the physical, because you still have that power of the infinite one right there inside of you. I just keep thinking about God, Goddess's love on the inside of me. We are created in the image and likeness of the one source, Holy Spirit. When we accept our uniqueness and learn to honor that, then all negative competition vanishes. We support each other and encourage each other. We are all the same. God, Goddess's love lives inside each of us. Make a gift of the love that is inside of you this day. Be kind to a stranger. Say hello at the checkout counter. Help an elder with their household chores. Just do something totally unexpected and without regard to receiving something in return. Remember, it's a gift. Again, you can find those daily inspirational messages at revsandy.wordpress.com. And if you'd like, you can sign up and they will be delivered to your email box automatically on a daily basis. So it's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So tonight we're kicking off, hopefully it's going to be a different theme each month, but we're kind of just going, letting the Holy Spirit kind of lead us along the way. But we're kicking off 2022, getting real serious and learning in detail about the different functions of our body and the different things that we can do to aid our body and being the healthiest that it can be, what we can do to assist that, what we need to avoid doing, which would cause us a shortened period of time. And so tonight we're starting with the immune system, and we have returning tonight Dr. Gabriel Hernandez-L and his awesome, awesome, incredible wife, Aisha Ra-L. And between the two of them, they have so much experience and so much knowledge and education to help us to learn more about the immune system. And we're going to have them to really break it down for us so that whatever we thought we knew or were ashamed of asking, that they're going to make the way straight for us to be able to fully get a grasp on what it is. What is that quote-unquote immune system? So, audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion with us. So all comments are welcome. Intention is that every voice is heard. And so our call-in number here at the show is 516-531-9819. You will simply press 1 to alert me you want to speak with us live on air. And remember, the only thing that I request of you is that once I open up your line, I normally don't cut you off, but to ensure the highest quality possible, because a lot of our regular listeners do go come back and listen to it at another time, is that you mute your phone in between your speaking or in between your input into whatever is going on. So that's the only thing. And if you ever want to listen to any of our shows, you can always go to our rebroadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRogers. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I got just a quick music that I want to bring to you, so that we can get this party started. I'm going to wait until after the music to give you a little rundown of the more on the topic, build your immune system. and what we're going to get into, and we'll be bringing on our illustrious speakers tonight. And so let's get the record, the music break in so that it all makes connection and gets us in the right mood to get going. Be right back with you guys.
Pound of pavement, if I wanna stay, I got to pay it. Yeah. Times are getting hard, chip is on my shoulder, I'm playing it away. Get from behind the eight ball, I deserve a break
before I break it.
I wanna get away. Tell me where would I go? Cause this day to day
has got me staying.
My nephew, you guys, Anthony, A.K. King, you can find that particular cut, I Just Want to Breathe, on his In Time CD, In Time, T-I-M-E. And he's at AnthonyAKKing.com if you want to support his music. You know, that's what we're all about, is supporting each other in this day and time. That's what we should be all about. And welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So we're going to get this party started. So tonight is the first of a series talking about our immune system. So tonight's show is called Build Your Immune System, featuring our very own, you see, I'm claiming him, right, Dr. Gabriel Hernandez L. and his incredible wife, Aisha Rock L. So a strong immune system is the magic weapon against disease of any kind. What do you know about our built-in safety mechanism that protects us? Does having any defects in our lifestyle make us prone to catching viruses or other issues? Discussing such defects as mental stressors, poor nutrition habits, or other practices that may cause a burden to our immune system, Dr. Hernandez L. and his wife, holistic health coach Aisha Ra L., are kicking off this year of 2022 with knowledge and helpful information on ways to increase and improve our immune system. Let's talk wellness in 2022. This powerful couple has created several products, plus have valuable information at no charge to keep your immune system powerful and strong. So the first item that they have is called the Immune Building Box. And then the other is a free download called Optimize Your Immunity. Both of these will get you started in learning and appreciating our precious body temples. So, you know, I'm declaring that it's our collective time to offer knowledge to heal ourselves, our families, and our world communities. They've got a website. We're going to be giving that out as we go throughout tonight. Make sure you have paper and pencil in case you want to make some notes. And I'm going to go ahead and invite Dr. Gabriel to the microphone and his wife, Sister Aisha Ra'el, to speak with us. How are you guys doing tonight?
Peace and love. Greetings. Hi, Sandy. We are well. Everything is in divine order.
Peace and love, Sandy.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well, I'm so excited to have you guys back on here.
Thank you.
You're
kicking,
Yeah, you're kicking off this new year.
Oh, yeah. Happy new cycles to everyone. Thank you.
Yes, yes. You know, just to let everyone know, I normally have my shows done 2 or 3 weeks ahead of the upcoming month. And I really didn't have everything finalized until yesterday. But I saw Dr. Gabriel and Sister Aisha had posted that immune building box on Facebook. And I was like, yes, that's what we got to do, man. We got to talk about this so that it makes sense to people, to all of us as to why that system is so important to our overall health and wellness. Dr. Gabriel, would you like to take that and explain perhaps in everyday language or in a layman terms what the immune system is and how important it is in keeping us healthy?
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, there's a lot of different ways that the immune system is viewed today, and I think over the last few years it has even magnified itself as far as the definition is concerned. And what we're learning is that, you know, the immune system is not just, you know how we study like the respiratory system or the integumentary system of the body, and it's like the skin or it's the lung system, or if we're talking about the central nervous system, you know, we're talking about the spine and brain and all of its, you know, subsidiaries. Immune system is not quite like that. It's actually like a network. So it's a lot of different systems in the body working together. One of the systems that I think we don't really give a whole lot of credence to when it comes to the immune system is the lymphatic system. You know, we always hear, and I hear it and I use it a lot, cleanse, detox. These words these days are real buzzy, you know, it's real fashionable.
Right.
But our lymphatic system does that every day for us. And it makes sure that the garbage is taken out. So that's one of the things, you know, our body is very intelligent and very powerful. So, like, our immune system has, like, a great memory. So whenever it recognizes something that we've come into, it's come into our path or a pathogen that's come into our system, in the past it can identify and then create the necessary whether it's white blood cells or certain systems of the body to get to work to start creating whatever kind of protein it takes to start dissolving and breaking down that virus or microbe. But once that's done, the lymphatic system has to actually move it out. So a lot of times, you know, you'll find people are having lymphatic challenges or what we might, what do we call it? So like one of the simple things that people are doing these days that is kind of stopping that process is deodorant. Say something simple like deodorant. You know, it's not something that we are looking at as going to be a detriment to our body. But, you know, as we're taking these chemicals and rubbing them on our skin and it's being absorbed directly into our lymphatics and blocking and clogging that system. And this is the back end. So I'm not even talking about the front end of your immune system. This is just the back end, just cleaning things out. If that back end cannot clean itself out, all of that work was done for naught. So, you know, as we hear about T cells, like, for instance, you brought up Infinity Complex. I think you brought up the Immune Builder Box. We have something in there called Infinity Complex. And the Infinity Complex has certain mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, that actually activate and cause what you might consider an immune response. So to create these things called killer cells in the body that destroy various pathogens. You know, you can look that up and see which pathogens they do destroy, but so this is a very simple, concept. The body responds to certain things. And when you're having, you know, a challenge in the body just recognizes that there's an issue and creates a situation that allows you to alleviate that issue. Hopefully that answers the question.
It does. It does. And I didn't understand how important that lymphatic system is in the overall. I do know that a lot of the products that are on the market that the marketeers will have you swearing that you got to use it every day is really very detrimental to our overall health. I just didn't quite understand the connection between the lymphatic and the immune system, but it's becoming clearer to me now. And I like how you said that it's a daily detox and cleansing of the body. So, well, thank you for that explanation. Because a lot of times, you know, like we'll repeat different, like you said, you know, like buzzwords and phrases and things like that. We really have no earthly idea what we talked about. We just, because it sounded good when they said it, we going to say it, you know. So I want to make sure that we all are on the same learning curve together here so that, you know, when we're talking, when we're sharing the knowledge that we've received, that we have a real clear understanding about what it is that we're talking about. So I appreciate that. So what else is in your immune building box? And then we're going to just kind of jump over different places, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You want to touch on it a lot?
I sure will. Okay, so first let's get started how we came to creating the immunity builder box. Our first box was called, like, the COVID killer box, and this was around, like, March 2020, you know, before everything really hit and they didn't have a, like they say, a cure or, you know, some solutions. They were just giving people to run around, hey, take this, you'll be okay. But it was first called that, and then, you know, we got cited maybe 8 months within. You know, we was doing it for a while, building boxes and assisting people in family and community, and then we end up changing it you know, they had a problem because they like, how you going to kill COVID? You know, they had a real issue with that. So we decided, you know, the immunity builder box. So it wasn't just about, hey, if you have it, it's about also being preventative as well. So the things that we created for the immunity box were just your everyday things that you should have in your medicine cabinet or, you know, your refrigerator, your kitchen, as you call it. And we started out with, of course, elderberry syrup, you know, organic elderberry syrup, making it from scratch. And, of course, doing the testing on us, the children loved it. So that is also in the immunity box. We also, like you said, the Infinity Complex. Now, that was something that was new to us that we created together through frequency, through sound. Of course, people know vibration, sound, energy, and basically we put that together and called it Infinity Complex because of the different mushrooms that contain in there that helps with your body building immune system. It's an adaptogen. So it's like you can take these supplements every day, you know, without, you know, we want to say, you know, quote, unquote, no harm to you, because most people, they are coming into this building your immune system, keeping your immune system with fear. They don't want to get it. They don't want to, you know, transition. It's so much people was fear of, they didn't know where to go. So they was like, hey, take my orange juice, take this, take this, take this. So what we did was put a complex together to say, hey, even if you don't have it, if you do have it, you know, you're having symptoms, this is something that you can take, you know, one or two capsules a day and go about your day. Give you energy, also mental clarity. Of course, building the immune system, fighting off different infections. We also have the AVH elixir, which is also super powerful. And with the AVH elixir, meaning antiviral homeopathic elixir. So, again, we're working with frequency, sound. We're giving the love, the truth, the all into the bottles, all into our products, because we want you to still have not just the product itself, but have a frequency to it. So if you're putting the frequency of feeling good, health, strength, recovery, that's what we do for this particular product. And it's infused with, you know, our oregano, certain things like tea tree, rosemary, antibacteria, anti-infection, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, look, we're antiviral. It's a whole homeopathic elixir that we make through frequency as well. And you don't even have to take this, you know, every day, but we suggest if something that's going on with your body's fighting through a lot of different, you know, diseases of it, you say take a drop or two, you know, and keep going about your day. And let's see what else we have. We have an amazing thing in the box. Like, I'm trying to remember. Oh, our star greens, like regenerative capsules for the body. And we also recommend if you are pregnant or you're taking certain type of a lot of medication to do a consultation with us as well, because a lot of people are coming in with, you know, bags of medication, and they say, hey, can you help me build my immune system? And it's like, what have you been doing? So we always, you know, try to start there. If people need a consultation before they purchase the box, then we do that in, prior to you getting the box, because we may need to customize certain things that's specifically just for you. Or if you're speaking of like a family, you have children, or maybe you're with child, then things will get customized for you. So we all, you know, suggest that you make a consultation so you're not guessing. You're not just taking it because other people are taking it. And that's where sometimes some conflicts can be when we're dealing with just people on a daily basis. You know, they want to do something to help their self and their family, but don't know where to start. Don't know that they can't mix this with, you know, certain things. But everything in our box is organic, natural. We just still want you to take the precaution and say, hey, what do I need customized for me? You know, so the star greens is regenerative of the cells. It's like you're, if you're not used to, you know, eating greens, fresh greens daily, then, you know, you could be having some challenge in other places. Your digestive system could be slow and affecting your immune system as well. So what the Sour Greens does is regenerate the cells again, give your digestive system, you know, a little break, but also it kicks it up, makes you feel a little better, give you some energy. And them are capsules. Now, if you need a set greens, the set greens are for any pregnant women, postpartum, postnatal mothers, then we customize something like that as well. What else we have in there? Some great stuff.
That breathe oil.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, our breathe oil. So we know that also people are having challenges with their respiratory as well. And what we also created is like a breathe roll-on. It's called breathe because it opens up your airways, you know, any congestions, any sinus infections, anything dealing with that respiratory system while you're fighting the infection, it helps bring it out. It brings also clarity to the breathing, to how you're feeling. So we try to definitely not try. We definitely do overall holistic box for you. And we know we can't just, you know, attack or go head on just a certain way. And one person may say, hey, just do this and do that, and that's it. So what we do, we suggest also the breathe roll-on that's in there. We also have teas, so we're not going to, of course, skip over teas. We have like a well-living tea, which you can drink, you know, on your everyday basis. So, again, we're not just telling people, hey, build your immune system because you're not feeling well. We do these things as preventative measures, post, and doing as well. And we have the wellness teas like echinacea. It also has like an olive leaf in there, but it's light little, so you won't taste the bitterness. It's more so refreshing, like citrus peel, lemon balm that's in there as well. It's different. It's a combo of loveliness, let me say, and turmeric. Of course, everybody is familiar with, like, turmeric, and that's in that tea that we have. Let's see.
Is the one with the mullein and the marshmallow?
Oh, no. So they get two different teas. So one is like a living well teas that you get that's separate from your breathe teas. So, again, if people are having breathing challenges, especially those who are have, like, bronchitis and asthma and it's affecting them, we have the breeze tea in there as well. So you have two different teas that you can take on two different occasions, or if you feel like you want to mix both, you needed something stronger to knock out whatever's going on with your body or fight off the infection, then we have mullein, like marshmallow, eucalyptus leaf, and that is something that you can just take a little of. You don't have to, you know, make a lot of it. So something like that goes a long way. And if those who are not, you know, want to ingest the tea, we suggest you can make it like a steam, a pot of like a herbal steam, and place your head over like a hot bowl with this type of a breathe tea in it. So it can be multi-use. You don't have to just ingest it, but we want you to feel better overall. So
I think you added one more goodie.
Oh, and I added a surprise for those who are not, like, used to sea moss or Chondrus crispus. I added, this was a recent add-on for the last 5 months, maybe. It was about 6 months in now. We have a half an ounce of Chondrus crispus, which is the sea moss, made people call it Irish moss, and it's a powder that we added in there. So if you're making any smoothies while you're feeling better, you can drop a little bit in your teas. So this is just like a powerhouse worth of a box because you're getting your vitamin A, K, C, your calcium, your potassium, your folate, your iron. You're getting so much more in this box because you know, most people, they don't run out, let me say, unless they're really utilizing it. So most people are keeping it as, hey, if this happens, my preventative measure. And if it do happen, let me give them a drop of this elderberry syrup, you know, and that could go a long way as far as like 30 days or 60 days, just depend on how severe, or if you're helping out not just yourself, if you're helping out another member.
Family, yeah, a lot of people are getting it for their families.
Most people are getting it for their family, because they don't know where to start, and they can say, hey, remember this box? We have this. Let's start with this, you know, certain infinity complex. But again, if we're working with children, we customize the box depending on each family. So So, like an example, I have a family out in Virginia, a good friend of mine I grew up with. She purchased a box a couple of months ago. Now she wants a new box, but she wants to exchange some things. So now she's like, hey, can you double up on my greens? Because my husband really needed it at work. Hey, my children need something. Are you able to make a herbalade for them instead of the wellness tea? So it becomes customizable when you know exactly, hey, this is working. But my children, they really love this tea. So can you do it like this? So, it comes like it is, but if you want something customized, then we do not have no problem with, adding something extra in for you or giving you the guidance to help, with the little ones as well.
But you kind of start off with a basic. It sounds more than basic, but I'm just going to use that as a descriptive. A basic package, a basic box, and then you use it according to the consultation that you will have with the person as to how much to take, when to take it, like that. And then as they experience the benefits, then they can come back like your friend there in Virginia and say, okay, well, I need for you to do this, this, and that.
That's right. That's right. Yep. So most people don't get consultations. They'll just actually, message us and say, what's in it, quick messages. But those who want to dive in deeper and they may have different challenges, that's when we suggest the consultation. If they say, hey, can I take this with this? Or, when they have certain questions like, hey, I've been taking this so long that it's not working, we kind of give them a nice 15-minute, 30-minute consultation just to see where they are. And if they need a further consultation, then we go deeper into, hey, you may need this instead of that. We don't mind changing out or, assisting you better in your journey instead of just giving you something. But most people just buy the first basic box, and they see where they are with it, and then they're, like you said, they come back and say, hey, I need something extra, or can you throw this in there? And what we may do, also add a goodie to our new immunity boxes, is include our ebook. I think that'll be a good surprise to help people more so, because it don't just get into the supplement, it get into the eating. What are you doing? Are you stressing? Are you bathing? It gets into all of that because we want to make sure that, it's a holistic immunity box. And this can run through you, your family, and something that you can have like a pillar, like, hey, this is the immunity box. It's not just for your immune system, but they give you an overall holistic box to start with. So that's what I think we should do on this new surprise.
I agree.
I really like that because and I started looking at the book, the Optimize Your Immunity, and you guys are so thorough in what you're covering in that, and you're so right because far too many of us want to work on one area, so like, well, I'll watch what I eat, but then they're not moving their body and they're stressing about everything and they got all of this going on and wondering why they're not feeling any better. And it's only because they're concentrating on just the greens that you're talking about, like they're making sure they get their kale or their spinach and things like that in a green smoothie. But, man, they're stressing out so at work, that it's not even really benefiting them. So it's very important that we talk about the balance, the holistic balance of every little thing that's involved in the wellness arena.
Yeah, I agree too, Sandy. I think a lot of people, you just made a great point about the greens and the kale. I was listening to a conversation the other day. There's a group of people, they do the celery juice diet. And I love celery juice, especially, mix it with some cucumber and a few other things. But one of the questions came up in that group, and they said, is it okay if we, do conventional celery? And everybody's just like, yeah, it's fine. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening, on the outside looking in, but I really wanted to speak up at that point because, celery and kale are like two of the most sensitive, I guess you could say, they're very sensitive in the fact that they pull anything that you spray on it or any kind of contaminants that's in the ground, as well as good minerals and things that are in the ground. So it's if you're spraying that celery or that kale, like, you are going to eat all of that. There's no rinsing that out. There's no rinsing it off. It's literally locked in the cells of the plant. And so it's great to get the greens in, but what are the quality of those greens? You know, and my wife being a farmer, you know, she makes me more, I thought I was pretty serious about that stuff, but she makes me more conscious of that, you know, because we have a small organic farm, but we have a neighbor that's in close proximity that does some spraying. So, you know, we've had to do some things, and like our blackberries on the side of the house, we've just had to give to nature.
Yeah, yeah.
We just had to let it go. We have a huge blackberry patch on the side, and, you know, we don't eat it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we know we're spraying over there, so we can't risk that with the children.
People need to watch what kind of quality they're getting, because a lot of, you know, we are in the information age right now, so people are just trying to suck up the information and say, oh, how do I get there? Not knowing that different minerals and micronutrients can also be detrimental, so we have to watch the quality. And we, you know, pride ourselves on good quality. That's why we also do the sound frequencies on our products, because we want you to feel, you know, tip-top as much as you can, you know. So with the sound heal and the love and the health, strength, recovery, we pride ourselves on good quality. So, yeah, people, watch what you are buying, you know, consuming. And, you know, we know greens are really good for you, but a lot of people are having, again, food sensitivities. And we are finding that out through our holistic consultations, a lot of food sensitivities that's coming up. You're like, oh, that's why I've been having these issues. So it also could be affecting your immune system. So like you said, it's a network.
Yeah.
We have
the gut.
The gut. Mm-hmm. So we have a network of things going on. So, yeah.
Yeah, we do have to be very, very careful because you know, like you guys were talking about your neighbor with the spraying of the toxins and stuff. And just imagine, you know, like you go blindly into a supermarket and you're just, you know, you're not conscious about organic or locally grown, no chemical, you know, and some supermarkets will list it like that. Others, they don't, you know, it's just out there for you to purchase it. But when you don't know what you're getting, you know, and you wind up having different types of symptoms and things, and, you know, they can diagnose you with Crohn's or ulcers or anything, and it's no more than a food sensitivity. I personally have experienced that several times, you know, until I got to the point, well, you know, something just ain't working right. And then when you start paying attention to everything that you're consuming, it could come out as a skin rash, food with all of the additives. I'm not sure if either one of you guys knows, but the FDA, man, they be rolling off those approvals of the different chemicals and additives to stuff. There's been no study done on it. They have no idea what effects it's going to take on the human body, but they just rolling them out and approving them. And a lot of those dyes especially are real harmful, especially to our children in their development ages and stuff, you know. So we do need to be extremely, extremely cognizant of what we're purchasing and where was it made and how was it made.
Right. I mean, you said it right. A lot of these companies are using and utilizing our immune systems and our lymphatic system to get rid of their trash. And that's a whole nother conversation, Sandy, to be honest with you. But just to touch on it, because you brought it up, and it's something I haven't spoke on in a long time, but you made a point, because a lot of the pesticides and herbicides and fungicides that are, like you said, being passed by the FDA for agricultural use are old, what you call chemical warfare from
mm-hmm.
past wars. You know, and if you just do a little bit of research, you'll see that after World War II, a lot of that stuff got decommissioned and there was nowhere to dump it. And what they did is, like you said, they got FDA approval to be able to use that stuff to spray on crops. And that's what Americans mostly have been processing that chemical through our systems for the last 70 years.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. We are amazing to be able to process that much chemical through our system and then not even be aware of it. You know, and
mm-hmm.
at the same time that that's happening over the last 70 years, we've lost, you know, more than 50% of the nutritional content of most of the food. And I'm probably overestimating that number because I haven't seen the numbers since the year 2000. So that was 22 years ago now. And I think it was at a 56% decrease then from 1950. So I don't even know what it is now. But that's a major, major issue.
I think we need to go back to visiting the farmers. That's key. Go to your local farms. See how they're growing it. Put your hands on the earth. Get back in tune with nature so you know, okay, I know my farmer. I know what he's doing, or she or he. You know, just volunteer. Go just see what you're eating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not taking that step. We're making it more easier to say, hey, I know what that looks like. People said kale is the new fat. I'm getting kale. Not knowing is also can mess you up, you know. So go visit your local farm, help out, take your children, take your family, just to see how it's grown. Because when you see it beautifully grown from a seed and you see a whole tree or a whole bush, you're like, wow. And that's how my children was. Like, oh, we could just plant the seed and you see an 8-foot okra, like almost a tree. You can see okra, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okra tree. So it's different, and it gives the children and you a new experience because you've been eating something the whole time, like watermelons, but you can't say, oh, how did that grow? Oh, this is what a watermelon looks like on a vine? Oh, my goodness, how about sweet potatoes? You know, we love these things, but it's so beneficial when you can see it actually grow, go visit your farmer, and, you know, get acquainted with your local farmer's market and your farmers. Give back to them as well. We do a lot of hard work to sustain, and this is what it's going to come to, the farmers, agricultural work, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of lazy, you know, and that laziness comes the part about not studying, not reading, not learning, you know, just whatever's on sale. You know, you get those chicken parts that look like they're turkeys, actually. But because it's only 89 cents a pound, everybody, you know, like, oh man, that's a deal, you know. And you go buy all of that stuff, and it's just full of the toxins that blow stuff up to make them bigger. Anyway,
the hormones, yeah.
The hormones. Yes. Thank you for that. Yeah. And so we're wondering why so many of us are walking around with these excess pounds on.
Yeah, and hormones are serious. That's serious business, Sister Sandy. Like, I know these are like side notes, but I mean the hormones in the food. I know everyone who's over 30 has seen the changes, like in the children, you know, over the last 30, 40 years. Like it's, you know, they're developing differently, faster, you know, way before their time. It's unnatural, just like you said, these turkey chickens. You know, this is Frankenstein. You know, this is not a movie, and this is not a drill. Like, they are literally growing chickens with no feathers, no beaks, and then, you know, feeding into the chickens. There's chicken nuggets. They're, you know.
Right.
It's really wild out here. But and, you know, to kind of stay on topic, too, one of the things that we don't look at, I think, most when it comes to the immune system is the mind. It's not listed. Like, if you were to, like, research the immune system, they don't put the mind in there. But in my opinion, that's the strongest or the most powerful aspect of your immune system. You can look around and see the massive psychosis, psychological experiment that's going on right now with people's minds. And it's powerful because fear is a great controller.
Yeah.
And as long as they keep you in fear, you know, it also lowers your immunity. Your kidneys start releasing your adrenaline. Your adrenal glands start putting that into the body. You know, that adrenaline, you know, if not used properly, turns into other chemicals, which become toxic in the body. So now, you know, you're creating a whole nother cycle that's going in. And that fear, that breeds other things. So that these fear thoughts breed more fear thoughts. And so these are the seeds that are being planted. We're talking about agriculture. Now we're talking about agriculture of the mind. You know, what seeds are you planting in your mind for health or whatever, you know? And if you're allowing other people to plant their seeds of fear into your mind as if it was their land, you know, again, this is colonization of the mind that's going on. So, again, it's a little bit deeper than, you know, just the products that we have, because the products, one of the things about our products, I'm glad that we're able to help a lot of people, and I'm glad we've had phenomenal testimonies and people having rapid recoveries and turning around next day like they didn't even have an issue. But an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if more of the people, because a lot of people are buying it and then letting it sit until they have an issue. This is not the type of situation where you want to be waiting around for something to happen, because, again, you're planting that seed. You want to be proactive. You want to be out here basically ready for war, if you will. You know, all of your soldiers, all of the parts of your immune system need to already be equipped. They need to have, you know, all of the artillery that they need. You need to be, because right now we're literally at war. You know, there's something going on out here. And one
exactly.
thing that we know is this is not a natural phenomenon. So we know this is also something that has been planned, well planned at that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we should take the same type of precaution as people. You know, if we can, if we're conscious enough to be able to say, oh, that makes sense. Let me add this to my regimen. Let me add this to my daily life skill. You know, the children aren't typically going outside anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that really stimulate the immune system, which is going outside.
And sharing. I heard the children, you can't share too much at school anymore. It's like you're separate. So the child is not learning how to share and care for someone. It's like, you have that. I'm going to play with my stuff, and you stay over there. Exactly. So we're not learning the life skills.
Creating division.
Exactly. So it's a very important, like the children, that's our next generation. And if they're coming up in that mindset, we're not doing our job. So that's why I'm glad that we're here in this time to do that and then plant those seeds. Every child that I meet, I make sure, hey, you get some elderberry?
Hey, you
need to take this Herbalaid, or, you know, I'm suggesting something for the parents. They like, they don't do that. And I'm like, the child is running you.
Yes.
They don't do that. So I'm glad that we're here in this time to say, hey, plant some seed, the health seed, because health is taking its toll on the children too. But the adults are wiping it off like, children going to recover faster than me, so they okay. They can eat some chicken, you know, whatever. They can eat the toxin. They'll be okay with them little juicies, but they're not learning the skill of taking care of themselves because they're watching mommy or daddy or parental guidance just whatever, you know, this corona thing, this whatever. They're throwing it off because they're still eating out at the fast food restaurant, not teaching their children, hey, this could cause this. Don't do that right now. You know, just it's a balance, especially these new children. If they can play a game and be on their iPad, and the children 2-3 years old playing an iPad, I'm sure they can absorb some health information.
I'm sure they can.
But the parents don't want to sit down and do it because it becomes difficult for some reason to say, hey, just switch out this juice for this one. Just make it taste good for them. You know, it's like, oh, I don't know how to do that. But you know how to work at someone's job for 8 hours, learn their skills, you know, learn their business.
Yep.
But don't take it home. Teach your child about health. And that's what it's coming down to. If we're not teaching the children about health, then we just leaving them to be a lost cause to eat whatever and to do whatever because it just tastes good at the moment. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was very important, Aisha, what you just brought up, because so I'm part of a community garden, the historic Mapleton Community Garden, and we've had several youth groups to come in. And this last group, I think this is their fourth year. The first time that they, when they first showed up, and we were giving them a little overview of the garden, you know, and the, like you were talking about, you know, the seeds and planting them in the ground. And those children looked up at us like, you want me to put my hands in the dirt? You know, like, ugh. And you gonna eat something that come out the ground? And I tell you, that first time that they planted and saw the little green leaves coming up out the ground, there's been no turning back for those children. They are teaching other children now, you know, and that's all we need to do is expose our children to the difference. There's nothing in the world like a tomato that is an organic seed that you grow yourself compared to one you buy out of a store. You would never eat another store-bought tomato in your life.
Right.
That's right. You're right. It tastes different. The quality, the love.
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's true. That's true.
Especially, I used to be growing these little yellow grape tomatoes.
Oh, they're so
good.
Who's eating them straight up?
I know. I know my dad, who's 101, when he was here a couple of years ago, I had to go to the garden every day to pick him tomatoes. And he would just sit and eat them like they were grapes or something, you know. So, yeah.
Both times.
Uh-huh, you're getting it, yes.
That's literally eating sunlight. There's not too much more you can do positively for your immune system than that.
Mm-hmm.
Eating fresh out of the garden, eating sunlight.
Eating sunlight, yes.
I like that. I like that. Eating sunlight.
I know. Look, I'm going to put that in the next book.
I'm writing it down, too.
Eating sunlight. I like that.
All right. Now, if you hear that again, you heard it first right here on Life, Love, and Wellness.
Trademark.
That's right.
And, you know, Dr. Gabriel, you were saying earlier about the mind and the fear factor that's been really, really put into high gear with people right now and how it lowers immunity. Now, I wasn't so familiar with that, as I know that they say that people that stay in a state of fear, they do not operate on a clear mental capacity, that their mental alertness has been diminished quite a bit. The longer they, you know, are watching the news, or the longer they're engaged in these conversations about, you know, the doom and the gloom of what's going on, the more they're impacted and affected by the lower mental capacity. So I thank you for also mentioning that it lowers the immunity as well.
Oh, yeah. I really think that's one of the biggest factors. There's a I can't remember the exact scripture off the top of my head, but it gives me insight into – so I think about it often because it gives me insight into the power of the mind. And it's to loosely quote it, it's something like, let the weak say we are strong, right? And so it's planting the seed again. So you may not feel your strongest at the moment. What is it left? Joel 3 and 10. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you may not feel at your strongest peak, but if you plant that seed and you keep reminding yourself that you are strong because, you know, at the essence, you know, we are the highest form of God's creation. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. there's nothing that is outside of our reach except if we decide it is.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's very important that we make decisive moves, decisions that are quality decisions. And that goes down all the way down to what are we taking in? I heard my good brother earlier, my children were listening to Good Morning Millionaire. And Hazi, a good friend of mine, he said, garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage in, garbage out. But it goes both ways. So we want to put the good stuff in so we can get the good stuff out. You know, let's put the love in so we can get the love out. Let's put the truth in so we can get the truth out. So forth and so on. Because everything else is just an illusion. So the fear, again, is just an illusion. And I know sometimes it's harder, I guess, said than done. But you have to at least say it first. And you have to decide it first. And then, you know, it's baby steps. Then you can move towards actually taking those steps, you know. Yeah.
Woo. All right. We've got about 25 minutes left in the show. So for anyone that may have a question or a comment for either Dr. Gabriel or Sister Aisha, you can press 1 on your dial if you've already called in, or you can call us at 516-531-9819. Of course, we're going to continue with the conversation. And I would pray that you're getting as much out of this conversation as I am, because we fed so much information that is not quite accurate. That's how I'm going to describe it. And here we got it. We got the actual facts coming to us that we can apply, that we can look up and study and find the truth for ourselves, or we can go the lazy way out and be fed with fear and, you know, losing a lot of your power that you have within your body temple because you're giving it away to fear. So you got a choice, you know, and we're not trying to convince you in any kind of way. We're just sharing the news and the knowledge with you and let you be about your business with yourself and or with your family members too. Because remember, the children, they look up to us, you know, be it parents or grandparents or aunties or whatever. You know, it's our call to help it's our collective time to offer knowledge to heal ourselves, our families, and our world community. So that's my new slogan for the year, so.
Yeah, I love it.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, I love that.
So we talked about the mental part of it. I really don't want to leave that, but I'm going to go somewhere else. So, you know, you were, there is, I believe you can still find it if you Google it, the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen, which are your fruits and veggies that are broken out into two categories, and the Clean 15 are the ones that they say, and I would like to get your input on that, Aisha, is that the Clean 15, you shouldn't worry about if they're organic or not. The Dirty Dozen, make sure that if you buy any of those items that they're are organic, because they can really do some damage to your system if you don't. Are you familiar with those two lists that have been out for some time now?
I've heard of the Dirty Dozen, but you said Claim 15 or the Clean 15? Which one?
Clean, C-L-E-A-N, Clean 15.
Oh, Clean. I wasn't. But the Dirty Dozen, yes, I was familiar with. And that goes back into saying about meeting your farmer, seeing what they're doing, the regulations, how are they actually growing, or from seed to harvest, you know. And a lot of things can be grown quick now with quick, fast chemicals, and we don't think nothing of it. We know we have to service a lot of people instead of taking the time and say, hey, just go the way of using, you know, something not, you know, natural, organic. You can build your own compost. You know, you can build your own microbe in your backyard, or I heard this new machine they have on the counter. You can just throw your waste in it, and it crumbles it up into, like, compost, and then you can put it right in your garden. But what we've done, or what I've been, you know, studying and actually working with farmers, is they actually build their own soil. You build your own soil, you know, starting with coffee grind or different organic waste. As far as food, what else we use back there? We said coffee grinds, different waste. We definitely don't use pine because that gives an acidic taste to the compost. So basically what I'm saying is go more so the natural route. If they're talking about this Dirty Dozen, most people are just growing something really quick, really fast, high chemicals, high intake mineral. Well, it's not high intake in minerals. It's more so of just let me grow up fast, let me get it quick out here, and because we don't have time to waste, we got to feed people. You know, even though we're still having a world hunger issue, but neither that said is I like it when it's you know what's in your soil. And I also, at the store, I look for numbers. I look at numbers at the store, if it's grown conventionally or if it's grown organic. I look at all that and say, okay, what is this company? Because now they're pushing out more strawberries than ever. And it's quickly. And it's not, you know, it's not organic, but, you know, it tastes different. It's like, for me, I can taste the difference in water. I can taste the difference in fruit because I've been eating a certain type of fruit. Vegetable, you're like, wow, these are strawberries? This is an orange? What is this? You know, and it's like we don't know what they're pumping in it, but we can look at the numbers and say, oh, this is like conventionally grown. And, you know, just take a few moments at the grocery store and say, what is the number 3? Instead of saying, oh, it was cheaper, you're getting something cheap for cheap. You know, you don't want to keep your body cheap. You know, you have a nice Mercedes or whatever you're driving outside, but you want to put something real quick and cheap in your body. So what you just do is take the time to look at your strawberries, your spinach, because it could be, like, truly dirty. Mm-hmm. You can see the dirt at the grocery store. And I've seen that before, and I'm like, oh, no. You know, it just turned me because it's gritty. I can taste the difference if I'm eating a certain type of kale or spinach. It tastes like dirt. And it's like, wow, this is seem like you quickly made. There's no love in it. You can taste the things once you start learning quality. And, you know, it just take a couple of more dollars, you know. If not, you know, I know we are, you know, loving the food stamps. Utilize your stamps to get good quality things, not just your cheap box processed things. So when we're talking about looking at different fruits and vegetables that, you know, possibly could be truly detrimental or dirty to the body, a lot of people, like you said, like tomatoes, apples. Apples is a true one. A lot of people buy apples, and I definitely taste apples different when it's grown different. It's like you have to open up your mind, open up your palate to different things, and not just say, what most people say, I don't eat that. I don't eat that. Or, ugh. And it's like, It's like, what? Have you tried that? You've been having these issues for years, but you haven't tried anything new, you know, something new, fresh. You haven't, you know, most people say, I've just been eating the same spinach. I don't care if it's organic, nothing. Give me the frozen kind and put it, you know, it becomes quick. We like everything
yep.
quick instead of taking a time. Like, you know, when people make the soul food, it's like we get love in it. You know, everybody got to say so. It's a certain type of love when you grow food or when you're enjoying food. So about the Dirty Dozen, there's so many things on that list, you know, that people are used to eating and not knowing that it could be just grown conventionally and it could be pumped with chemicals as well, just like your chicken.
Yeah.
So we have to, you know, we have to pay attention to numbers and we have to eat more cleaner, you know, and open up our mind and our palate to different things that we're not used to. And I wasn't used to eating tomatoes, okra, black-eyed peas. Like, people were like, how do you miss out on this? And I'm like, hey, if my mama didn't eat it, I didn't eat it. You know,
I know, right?
It wasn't ever a reason. It's just I don't like it. Instead of saying, you know what, we should try it in this meal, you know, or try it this way, you know. So it's a lot of different things. When people look up the Dirty Dozen list, it could be your things that you're used to eating on a regular basis. Like I said, apples, grapes, peaches, you know, bell peppers, tomatoes. I always say that because that's a hot one. Strawberries always been a key one when I taste something that's really, you know, dirty. Like, I can taste the difference from different strawberries immediately, and I'm like, what's this taste? You know, people are like, oh, it's strawberries. They're supposed to be good for you. And they're regurgitating something that they don't have no idea what they're talking about. They're like, oh, strawberries are good for you, and keep it just like that. Instead of saying, you know where that strawberry came from? You know? So you have to ask those questions instead of, you know, just give me anything. And I haven't never been a person to just say, here, take this. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do the research. I'm going to make sure, you know, it's quality for me, my children. I don't just go along with it. So, you know, just take an extra time to look up, you know, Dirty Dozen, the Clean 15. I wasn't familiar with because it could be new words. You know, as a farmer, you don't hear the full new words. You just, you know what quality you are getting when you're a farmer. You know, you don't just go along and say, oh, it has a new term. You know, so some things I may definitely not be familiar with, but I know when it comes to quality, I'm asking the question.
Yes, yes, indeed. So, Aisha, would you explain what you meant by the numbers? You're reading the numbers or looking at the numbers on the food?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So when we're going to the grocery store and we are trying to, you know, pick up, you know, let me see, like the apples for a thing. You have a variety of apples, and we don't know which ones to choose from because we just see apples for a bag for, what's the lowest price we see that's for
$2.99.
So what I want people to do is when you are looking at, just because it's cheap, check the number out. So when we're talking about number three, let me just bring you that one. I know for me, that means, well, not for just for me, for, what should I say, for people when we're looking at it, it's conventionally grown. And people may not know what conventionally grown mean because we just used to picking it up from the store. And what it means is they're not growing it with the most, you know, high quality of materials sometimes, you know. It means because there was numbered on, okay, say, what do they call it, agriculture inspector, or if they're trying to get known in market, someone will come out and do like a survey. They will test the quality of your fruit. They will test the quality of your vegetables, whatever you haven't grown. And if you're getting the number three, then they like, oh, okay, it's the number three. It's conventionally grown. It's not, it's real quick. It's real processed. And I wouldn't say the fruit's processed, but it's processed very fast. Let's say that. And that number three means it's conventionally grown. It could be flown from anywhere. Make sure you look at where it's coming from, because that's important, because they could be having them apples sitting for a whole season.
Okay.
And then they decide, you know what? You know, and they'll decide to say, you know what, let's put it in market. Let's send all our conventionally grown, because it's cheaper, we can make a better, you know, profit. It's cheaper. So you want to look at that number there. Also, when we're looking at, let me say, number four for the vegetables, let me just pull this up real quick. Do you have something to add right there, babe?
Yeah, I mean, threes and fours, if the number starts with a three or four, I leave it at the store. That's how you should figure it out. If it starts with a three or four, leave it at the store.
Yep, that's how you're going to see it.
If it starts with a nine, it's just fine.
Oh, I like that.
Look at he's a poet one. Tonight.
Yes. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's what usually, but, you know, most of the time we can't afford, most people can't afford that. They can, let me say that. Yes, we can. Yes, we can, because we're going to the next aisle buying all the seafood. Yes, we can. I've just seen people make that as an excuse that we can't afford. I don't care what it is. It's something because they're not. It's also about the care for the body. They don't care if it's a three or four. They just know this apple is good for you. They say it's good. You know, we're just regurgitating information. So when we're talking about numbers, we're not reading numbers. So it has to be a level of care to it, extra patience. You know, to when you're reading stuff in a store, we are going off regurgitating what our mama did, what we used to. If they say buy that box of food, we're going to buy it. And they say it's going to fill your family up. You're good. You're going to be, but you're having a lot of issues. So, again, the threes and the fours, meaning it was grown conventionally. And like you said, what was that rhyme you used?
Three or four, leave it at the
top. Okay. And nine, meaning it was organically grown. So when you see a nine in the front of your sticker, the sticker that's on the fruits, veggies, which they call like a PLR sticker, I mean PLU sticker, nines are organically grown. So meaning that some of the fruits and vegetables may not have GMO in it. So these are genetically modified products and not knowing that your fruit can be genetically modified. So that's where I start to learn the difference. Okay, what is a three and a four? What's a nine? Why am I choosing this apple over this fruit? And my grandmother at the time didn't get it. She was like, why don't you just pick up them apples? Oh, you just better get some strawberries. I was like, nah, I'll pay an extra dollar or two for my strawberries. They taste better. You know, and it has to be a mindset when we're reading numbers or going to the grocery store and reading, because we think it's going to take too much time. We already on the phone at the grocery store. Sometimes people are already talking, going through the grocery store. It's just about the level of care. And, you know, you see people in the store, but, you know, they're not really reading the box. And I had somebody stand like next to me in the store and looking at me while I'm reading something. I'm like, can I help you? They're like, what you reading? I'm like, I'm reading the box. I'm reading the box. You know, I'm reading the box because it has so many ingredients. My children could just be allergic to that one thing that's in there or have a huge sensitivity. So make sure you're looking at the numbers, you know, especially with the fruits. And, you know, some things we know may not be organically grown. Like sometimes we may see like a dragon fruit in a store is not going to have the number that you're looking for, you know, because they just bring it in and they're just throwing it on the thing and saying, okay, this is conventional. And it's like, oh, well, where did you get this from, this dragon fruit? We know if you go out into, you know, the tropicals or somewhere down in Florida, it's right off the tree. You know, but since they are running a numbers game, they want you to pay for your number, your sticker. So most of the things we know may not be organic. So you can try to do mostly organic if you can, you know. Just don't give up in a store and say, well, I can't, you know, I'm not going to be able to afford all this. Just do what you can, you know, when you're looking at numbers. Don't do all threes because you want to take the easy way out. Just get a couple of oranges. That's a nine. You know, what we do, and I found out with King, he's a great thorough looker on, seeker on great quality things. And I'm like, how did you see that? You have to know exactly, you know, what you're looking for. And if you want to stay on the budget, hey, we know how to do that. We know how to shop organically on a budget, too. So and that's surprising.
Let me add this to it, because I think a lot of times that's where people do run into challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, they start to, again, fear the price. And I just believe that there's a way to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Aisha gave the code earlier without even saying it, was going to get to meet your farmers.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the best places and the best cost that you're going to incur regarding your food bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have things called the CSA boxes.
Uh-huh.
And so you can become a member of a lot of these farms and literally pick up a huge box of food every day of all the freshest produce that was just picked the day before or even that morning sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want the access to the real food, that would be my advice. Of course, everyone's not going to take that much initiative, but there are farmers markets. And even just be careful about where you go. Like, there's a way to shop at the regular grocery store for organic food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these companies have bought so much organic produce of certain things that some of their prices are beating out the conventional price. But if you don't walk over there and really go look and inspect, you won't see that the kale is 79 cents cheaper organic than the conventional.
Right, Dan.
Right.
It's been like that for years now in your local Kroger's here in Atlanta. And I found out why, because they actually bought so much of the kale crop ahead of time, years in advance, that they were able to beat everyone else's price. And I even broke it down because I'm a restaurateur, so I looked at case prices of kale at the farmers markets versus what it cost at Kroger, and Kroger was actually beating out case prices from some of the organic retailers. It's just about doing the research and just kind of staying in the know. I think maybe if I hadn't already been in this lifestyle since the 90s and having to go through what it went through back then, what it took to live like this back then, it's so much easier now. So now when I look for stuff, it's not quite a magic trick. In the 90s, it was a magic trick, you know, to figure out how to eat consistently on this level without breaking the bank, because back then it wasn't as available. You had to go to certain specialty stores. You weren't going to get that at Kroger. You had to go to a lot of places that are actually closed now. You know, Seven Onda's still around, so we're thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Cab Farmers Market and a few other little spots.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot more natural grocery stores 20 years ago around the city, and most of them are gone now. And they supported all your local farmers. So back then, I got to meet a lot of the local farmers here in Atlanta and build relationships, and that's really important.
Yeah, especially the community gardens and, like you say, you know, the farmers, and even building relationships with the people that work in your produce departments at the different markets.
Oh.
That's a great resource right there.
That's key, and you can actually, like, they will order stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't see it, you that's a great point, Sandy. I used to be the produce guy at Natural Marketplace in East Cobb, and, you know, I could just order anything. And the people that knew, they would just come to me and say, hey, can I get a case of, you know, and I've done it, you know, to my local grocery as well.
For sure. I know I have with Sprouts and a couple other places, you know, and people, you know, they enjoy the fact that you're coming to them for their expertise and their knowledge. And so, you know, they're going to show out. I've never been disappointed. Yeah. So, look, we really cutting it down now. We got about 5 minutes or so. Give the audience, please, the names of your products again, how to purchase those, your contact information, and any other closing remarks that you might want to make.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely do that. So the product that we're talking about tonight is the Immunity Builder Box. And it has a variety of natural, organic products, high quality, high frequency of love in the box. So make sure you visit smypharmacy.com. That is maifarmacy.com. And you can go there for resources. You can go ahead and purchase any items that you may need. Also, you can book your holistic consultation there as well for more information if you want to dive deeper into the journey of your own health. Then we offer that service there as well. You can also give us a call at 731-327-6229. So it's really 731 Pharmacy. But since we're not, you know, throwing just 731 Pharmacy, I want everyone to know the 731-327-6229. And you can contact us via phone, website as well. And, yeah, get your immunity box. Be preventative. Be engaged with your own journey and health. Dr. Hernandez?
Yes. I just would like to say, you know, to anybody that's listening, it's that's concerned about the time we're living in and their health, to just stay vigilant and to stay courageous. You know, fear is a natural thing. So, like, courage isn't necessarily the absence of fear. You know, it's the ability to move forward in spite of fear, in the face of fear. So I just want people to kind of remember that they really have the power, you know. And Sandy, I'll end it with this, because you said something else. You were saying if we could keep on the mind, and I'll just say this, and I share this whenever I can, is that your mind is a supercomputer, and your self-talk is your programming language.
Cool.
With that, I say.
See, now that you really gave us something to think about. You know, our self-talk is the programming language. See, that's something to think about right there. That is something to really think about. I appreciate that, and I appreciate everything that that we've talked about this evening. I know that you guys will be back, because we kind of veered off and did what we did and came back. But it's all good, because it's obviously what needed to be talked about tonight. The food can always use more support, more verbalization about the benefits. And I thank you, Sister Aisha, for really honing in on the numbers, because a lot of people don't even realize that there are numbers on the fruits and vegetables. You know, they just pick it up and throw it in their basket. They think that's only used for scanning it when you get to the checkout stand. And so to have that education is a lot of knowledge as well. But you two are just really dynamic. And I enjoy you so much, because you you can tell you're a good team, and you embrace and you trying to think of how to say this. You have the same language, different words, but the same language. So you're talking about helping people to be better, to live better, and have a higher quality of life. And that's what we want to do. We want to be about that business of providing that type of knowledge to the people. So I'll be back in touch with you again, too. So the next time we'll bring you back on and see what we could talk about then. But, man, today has been dynamic, and I got notes everywhere, eating the sunlight.
That's right.
Hey, we get thanks for you too.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh,
we
it is
so
my honor. So we will be talking more about the immune system next week as well. Different speaker, different view. Although, you know, we're not locked into anything. We go wherever spirit takes us in our conversation. So be ready for next week. And patronize my pharmacy, get your immune building box and the e-book, Optimize Your Immunity, through them. Oh, is that on the website?
That is a physical copy for people to purchase, is, but if you would like to, you know, receive the e-book for free, make sure you go ahead and go to our website, smypharmacy.com, and hit the chat button so we know that you tuned in tonight, and we're going to give you
awesome.
A code so you can go ahead and get the free e-book. So, yes, go ahead and go to smypharmacy.com.
All right. Thank you, Aisha. All right, everybody, I am Sandy Rogers, and thank you for listening, participating, and remember, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. We'll see you next week, same time, same station. Be well and stay safe. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace and love.